New Country Z100. Good morning, Kent, in the Country Morning Show. It is 9 o'clock here on a Friday where the big news today, tickets are going on sale for the Bluegill Music Festival. And that is coming up on the 4th of July this year up at Wren Lake. And headlining the event, the Eli Young Band. Very excited to welcome to the airwaves here in Southern Illinois from the Eli Young Band, the young of the band, James Young. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning.
How are you doing today?
It is good. It's a Friday.
Absolutely. And you're at home. Is home in Nashville, James?
Home is in Texas. We all still live here in Texas. So
nice.
To be home on a Friday is very rare.
Taking advantage of the full opportunity right there.
We are.
Awesome. Awesome. I met up with you guys. It was about 3 years ago, I think, when Crazy Girl was really flying or, you know, taking off there. Down at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And I know you guys are very active in that, and we are here as well. So I wanted to ask you really quick, James, you're coming to a festival called the Bluegill Music Festival. Do you ever go fishing for bluegill? You ever do that?
You know, we love fishing, and we love to get out anytime we can on the road. When you're off the road, it's hard to find places to do it. But, yeah, we love it.
Well, let me tell you, when you come to this event on the 4th of July, somebody somewhere will have a fishing pole if you don't, and we will teach you. We will let you go ahead and do that.
We are down. Just show us the way.
Absolutely. You'll be right there on the water, man. I wanted to ask you, you've got this great song with Turn It On, and it's all over social media. It's all over your website here, and folks can go to iTunes and Google Play and get this. Man, this is a brand new project, and it's a cool direction that you all are taking.
Well, thank you. You know, it's exciting. This is the first time we've kind of done anything like this. We recorded all these songs in January and loved them so much, and the label loved them so much that they wanted to turn right around and release it. And so,
yeah,
you know, a month later, we had a new EP and a new single.
Absolutely. And folks, you know, you can go to EliYoungBand.com or just find it there on your iTunes or Google Play and get this song. We're starting to play it here at Z100. It's taken off. It's an upbeat type of deal right there. You know, do you guys, like when you sit down to write or when you're looking for songs, do you go just with what's on your heart, or do you try and write songs up tempo, slow tempo? What do you look for?
You know, no song's ever written the same, but yeah, for this project, we wanted to do, you know, some up-tempo stuff. We wrote a lot of songs with the set list in mind, and
mm-hmm.
and we had just gotten done touring with Kenny Chesney and Darius Rucker and folks like that, and just watching the sets and, you know, just how they have so many, you know, great songs. And so we tried to step up our game a little bit.
Have you ever written or run into a guy named David Lee Murphy down there?
Oh yeah, you know, we Always a Love Songs was our first single on the radio, and he co-wrote that song. But yeah, we've written with David Lee Murphy, and actually we throw dust in the bottle,
yeah.
Dust on the bottle in the set every once in a while.
I'm telling you, you're coming to David Lee Murphy's hometown practically.
We better not screw that cover up.
I know. Hey, I've heard all kinds of stories about his songwriting there in Nashville, especially right now. I know he's doing some things down there. So just if you do dust on the bottle when you come up here, I guarantee you the crowd will go, you know, berserk. I'm not saying add that to your set list, but when you talk it over, it might be a good idea.
Awesome.
All right. Let me ask you this. What are you guys, I mean, you're off on the road. You're doing all this stuff. I mean, what is life like out on the road right now, man?
Life is good. You know, we're slowly easing into the year, and we'll be out this summer doing a handful of dates with Toby Keith, and we'll also be doing a bunch of our own shows. It'll be great. You know, we've been opening for people for the past 2 years, so
mm-hmm.
it's going to be great to go out and you know, kind of headline our own shows and do our full-week sets.
Absolutely. You know, whenever, I've always wanted to ask you guys this, when you have a song like Crazy Girl that, you know, was the most played song on the radio, I believe, was the award. It also won the ACM Award for Song of the Year. When you start hearing people sing that song back to you at your shows, what kind of feeling was that like, man?
It really is amazing. you know, you start playing a song that nobody's heard of on the road, and with the power of radio and whatnot, you know, it's amazing that when people finally, you can tell when people finally start hearing it and become more familiar with it till they're singing it back to you to the top of their lungs. There's no greater feeling in the world than that.
Awesome. And I mean, we've got a lot of number one hits that you all are going to be doing here for us at the Bluegill Music Festival. The 4th of July is where, you know, you need to be up at Wren Lake, y'all. I'm going to tell you the ticket information here in just a second. They're going on sale in less than an hour right now. While I got you here, James Young of the Eli Young Band, you know, you're out with these guys on the road here. What's some of the most annoying things that happens out on the road with your fellow band members? Yeah, we're getting to the tough questions right now.
Yeah, the bus breaking down is never fun. We've had that happen.
Where did that happen at? What was the worst place you've had a bus breakdown?
Man, I don't know, probably somewhere very cold.
Absolutely.
Cold and in the middle of nowhere is usually how it happens.
So is that like all hands on deck? It's like, well, we're out here right now. We got to get the jack out.
It is.
Out.
You know, you wake up in the middle of the night and find out that you're stuck on the side of the road somewhere and
you
go from there.
Reality sets in at that point.
It does. Well, I tell you what, life is good on the road, man. We've been very blessed, and we really enjoy traveling and what we do.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned, I mean, you're at home today. Do you have family back at home?
I do. My wife is here.
That's good place to be. And so, I mean, that's an awesome place.
We all have family, and Mike and John have kiddos. And so anytime we get to spend here at home is great.
Absolutely, man. Well, I appreciate you getting up early. You probably had the chance to sleep in. You had to call some radio guy in Southern Illinois. So,
we appreciate it. It's going to be a fun 4th of July, man.
Man, it really will. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a big-time festival, the Bluegill Music Festival. The first time this has happened. The fireworks are going to be awesome. Great food, great times. And the tickets go on sale today at 10 o'clock this morning. Bluegillfest.com is where you can go. James Young, I appreciate your time so much, brother, and we're really digging the new music, and we're looking forward to having you down here in Southern Illinois on the 4th of July, brother.
Awesome. Well, thank y'all.
Thank you very much. Go back to sleep, okay?
All right.
Buddy. Talk to you later.
All right.